which is about 20 lines in the bottom, two dots. If you go across Taisas Malamed and come down four lines. Gufa Rebbe Yaimer V'lokach V'lokacha. It says in the Pasuk, V'lokach, it could have said V'lokach, and it says V'lokcha. It could have said V'yibem, V'yavim, and it says V'yibma. Lesser Tzaras V'arayas. The two Hays, Aser Tzaras and Arayas, which we explained before according to Rabbah, that it means Tzaras of Arayas. Arayas are Aser because it's Karas, and we learn out Tzaras from the word V'lokcha V'yibma. Frekt the Gemara midi tzaras k'siva haga. Do you see tzaras anywhere in this parsha? Right? Unlike the other drasha of Litzroer, it said tzaras. Here it doesn't say tzaras. V'yai tzaras melitzroer nafka. Didn't we have a pasuk for tzaras? Zot the Gemara. Litzroer mapik le Rebbe like Reb Shimon. Litzroer Rebbe uses like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon learned, unlike the Rabbanon, who you're dealing with on Testament days, when two sisters fall Yibam from two brothers, Reuben and Shimon married two sisters, they died and left over their wives, and they both fell Yibam at the same time, Levi and Yehuda cannot be Miyabim them, because by being Miyabim any one of them, it's marrying the sister of the woman that's Zakuk to them, that's bound to them. So rabbinically, we don't let them get married to them, but we require Chalitza. Reb Shimon says, with the word Litzroer, that when two sisters become tzaras to each other, when through Yibam, it says, Isha l'chayse l'tzikach litzroer, that extra litzroer is to say that not only can't you marry your wife's sister, but you can't marry your skuka sister, even biblically. And once there's no mitzvah Yibam biblically, then there's no mitzvah chalitza biblically as well. Because we learned that in Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, no Yibam, no chalitza, biblically. When the Rabbanon step in, they can say, don't do Yibam, but do chalitza. So therefore he learns like Reb Shimon that says, two sisters default to Yibam. There's no Yibum at all. And Litzroer, Mapaklev, and Tzara, Hachiksev. Yes, there is Tzara here. Right? Why? Yochikamrim. Lein kemel kabalokach, mai lukacha. Kolecha dike trey lukuchen. If you have a choice of two, the boy nasiv hai, the boy nasiv hai, and you have the choice of either one of the two, sharia. Be loy, but if the Tzara didn't allow you to marry one, Tavayu Asiran. Lukacha says, take one out of the possible two, if there are two. Right? If there's only one, there's only one. But if there are two, take one out of the possible two. If the one of the two is not possible, because it's an erva, you can't take the other one as well. So that tells me Tzaras Erev is Aser. But I wouldn't know whether Tzaras Erev is Aser because it's a brother's wife, or it's an inherent erva called Tzaras Erva. So the Yibem comes to tell me, V'yibma, b'makam Yibam Hudas Surat Tzara, Surat Tzara, Shloim b'makam Yibam Sharyat Tzara. But Yibam is to tell me this Isser that I just told you, called Tzaras Erva, is limited in the case of Yibam. Rabbanon hai lekocha my avdalei. What did Rabbanon do with the lekocha and the yibma? Am Rabbi Yisrael b'chanin lekocha melamet shemegarish v'get to machzira. He can divorce. Once he did yibum, it's a regular wife, and therefore he can divorce her with a get. He does not have to chalitza, and he wants to take her back. He can take her back. I, it's his brother's wife, but it became mutter to him. He did yibum. The yibma is to tell me al karcha. He can do it against her will. Frek the gemara of Rabbi Yisrael b'chanin and meleish. How does he know it? Meleisha nafka. Says lekocha loy leisha. Tells him it becomes his wife. And our karcha, he learns out from the word v'yavama yavayala, which says he can come on her in any way he wants to. What does Rabbi do with aleha? But it says aleha, middle of chayis isha, which is what is it telling us? The Tanya, it's telling me exeri shabam. What it means to say is bezin doesn't bring echatas, their chatas, a par, only on something if they paskin that something b'mezid karas. V'chein ha-Mashiach, the same thing is true by a kohen gadol. V'loi b'avedis kechavim, and by avedis kechavim, they bring a par lo'ay lo'asir l'chatas. Ela avavich chayav ma'adoy nekaras, v'shigigas l'chatas. Again, it has to be something that's b'mezid karas. Tz'na nami, kol mitzvah shebetarich chayav ma'adoy nekaras, v'shigigas l'chatas, yachid mevi kiz b'ysira. It's only something that's doy nekaras, that a yachid brings a chatas, either a lamb or a goat, a female goat. Nasi may be Sawyer, a king has to bring a male goat, Mashiach Bez Mavim Par. Lavedis Khab, Yachid Nasi Mashiach Mavim Sira, they all share the same carbon, which is a goat, a female goat, Tibra Mavim Par. How do I know the Khatas is limited to an Aveira that's charisma amazing? The Tana Rabbanan, it says in the Pasim Gnaida Khatas Ashachato Aleha. It says they found out the sin that they sinned. Rabbi Yaman Emakana Love and Emalhalala. It says by Achai Sisha Allah. Malahalan Dovish is Khab. Zayna Karis, and she gets a chatus. Achaisi she is Karis. Avkan, Davish Goyama, Zayna Karis, and she gets a chatus. Achkun Tzibur, that part, somebody's making noise if they can mute themselves. Achkun Tzibur, that tells me the Tzibur. Mashiach Minalim, how do I know the Klein Gadol? The Tzibur Mashiach La'ash Masa'am, he's the same as the Tzibur. Har Mashiach Ketzibur. Yachid Vinasi, how do I know they only bring a carbon when it's Zayna Karis? I see Mitzvah Mitzvah, this Xeri Shava Mitzvah Mitzvah, that says that Yachid and Nasi are the same as Tzibur and Kain Gadol, that they only bring a carbon when it's Dain and Karas, and the source is Allah by Achais Isha. The same thing is true by Avodah Zarah, even though it's in a different parsha, it's in parsha Shlach. Tzibur by Avodah Zarah, Yaluf Me'ene Me'ene. We learn that Xerah Shavah from a regular Avera. Yachid Nasim Mashiach, it says Ve'im Nefesh, Me've'im Nefesh Achas. It says Avav, Echad Yachid, Ve'echad Nasim Echad Mashiach. Nefesh means any individual, whether a regular lay person, the king or a kain gadol, b'mashma, and vav meisav in yerishim, yirat metachtim and elyon, and you learn out that Avodah Zarah is only on something that's dainei karas. Practicing Gemara, Rabbanon high swar menalu, Rabbanon that use Allah for tzaris and avarva, how do they know that Karbanas are only brought by Zayin and Karas. Nafkaluhu, they learned it out with the Makulay Rabbi Shua Lebrei, like Rabbi Shua taught his son. Says, Tairagas Yelachem Laisim Mishgaga. This is written by Avodah Zarah. The same rule is to anything done Mishagig. Taira, the whole Taira. Vanevash Ashatasim Yadroma, the next pasuk says, if you do a Bemezid, if one does a Bemezid, it's Karas. Hukchaka, Taira Kula Avodah Zarah. My Avodah Zarah, Dovish Koyam, Zayin and Karas, and Shigas and Katas. I've called Davish Chayama Zayin Karas and Shigas Echatas. Now, I just want to point out, Avodah Zarah is Skila, but it says the next verse is Karas. It's also Karas when there's no Hasra. So the Parsha says Venichrasa. So even though Avodah Zarah has a worse punishment, but the Torah said in that Parsha Karas. To tell me, Taira Achas La'isa Mishgaga is dependent if B'mezid it's Karas. Askechun Yochid B'nasi Mashiach Bein B'Avodah Zichom Bein B'Shar Mitzvahs. It says Taira Achas. It's written by a Yochid Nasi Mashiach B'Avodah Zarah. And it says Taira Achas, the same thing is true the whole Taira. Tzibur B'Avodah Zichom Minayin Habat Bezen. Amakroa V'im Nefesh Yilmuth Elyim Mitachtan. You learn it out the other way. The Vav connects it that we pass it back up to Tzibur. El Tzibur B'Shar Mitzvahs Minolon. How do I know Tzibur by everywhere else? Yalov Meina Meine, the same Xerah Shavah Meina Meine, says whatever applies to Avodah Zarah applies to other mitzvahs as well. So that's how the Rabbanah learn out that Chatas only comes for something that B'mezid is Karas. Affecting Gemara for Rebbe, I Tairachas, my Avod Lay. What does Rebbe do with Tairachas? Mibayla Ligatanya. Fisha Matzina Shekhilik Akasim Ben Yechidim Lem Rubim. By Avodah Zarah we find that a city is treated differently than an individual. A city has to have, it gets a different misa than an individual. How? Yechidim beskila. Yechidim get skila if they serve Avodah Zarah. Lefichach memaynam palat. Their money is not burnt. Their money is saved. It goes to their inheritors. But Reuben Besayev, a city gets killed down Besayev. Lefichach memaynam avad. But the tyrant said to destroy their money. Right? Yahu nachli bekarbon esayim. So I should say there's a difference in their karbonis as well. That a tzibur, a city, should have to bring a different kind of carbon for Avodah Zarah. Talmud Leimah Tairachas Yelechem. Maskel of Rechokim Mihagrunya. Time of the Kasser Achmanu Tairachas Yelechem. Halav Hachi Avamin and Nechalik. And would bring its own carbon. Now we wouldn't want it to mirror any other carbon that's available. Right? It would have to be its own carbon. Now what carbon is available? Lazy Par, Tzibur B'Shar Mitzvahs of the Maisi. That's what tzibur brings. And they're not a tzibur, they're a city. But they're not Rav Kal Yisrael. Right? And there was no P'sak Besen. Kizbah, Yachin B'Shar Mitzvahs of the Maisi. A female lamb is a regular carbon that Yachin brings by all other Averis. Sawyer, Nasi B'Shar Mitzvahs of the Maisi. To bring a male goat, that's what a king regularly brings. The only one left is the female goat. That's what a yachid brings by Avodah Zarah. So what carbon is available? Now the truth is, we didn't mention the word aisle. Aisle is a whole new section of carbon. But the answer is, we never find aisle as a chatos. We never find Ayel as a chatas at all. That family is never in. So we're looking within the families that we work with, which is Par and Sawyer and Kesba. and we don't see anything available. So to Gemara, it's Yoksakadai to Chamino Hail Vitzibur Barah Maisi Par Loyal Vasar Lachatos. In Unami Naisi Ipcha, they should bring a Par Lachatos and a Sar Loyal. Or, Inami Tzarek Min Litakana. You're right. There would be no carbon available. We should say they don't bring any carbon. Kamash Malan, Taira Achas, that they get treated like an individual and they bring the female goat like every individual brings. Amalei Rebbe Le Rebbe. So Rebbe said to Rebbe, my Yuyu the Tani Tezvav, listening to Zion. Why 15? Why not 16? Amaloi Kumdumali Shain Lamekbakikadai. That question shows that there's no active rain. Because my daitok, what do you mean by the 16th case? Imai Anusas Abiv. Reuven and Shimon were brothers, and Shimon married Reuven's mother, who was never his father's wife, but his father had had a relationship out of wedlock, and had its son, Reuven. Shimon married that woman because Rabbanon hold, the person's allowed to marry Anusas Abiv. And now it falls with Yibum. She falls with Yibum to her son, Reuven. So he pater, she's pater, and her tzara is pater. Right? If she's married to Shimon, and Shimon married a different wife, and now Shimon died without children, Reuven can't be Miyabim his mother, and the other Arab as well. So why doesn't the Mishnah have a 16th case of Imai Anusas Abiv? Amalai, so that's what your question is. But Imai Anusas Abiv Plukta Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. But that happens to be a Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's an Erva, Kedushin is not Chau, Shimon would never be able to marry her legally, or validly, it wouldn't be valid. The Mishnah didn't want to have any case of Machloikas. So now, the rest of this Gemara of the next Amud and a half is to show us that the Mishnah does consider Machloikasim. How could you answer me, Bepuk Deloy Kamayri, when I can show you that the Mishnah does have Machloikasim? Question number one. Bepuk Deloy Kamzaloy, it doesn't talk about Machloikas, but it's the Mitzvah of Issa Kedusha. In the second Berik, it talks about a woman that falls to Yibum. That's a Shnias L'Arayas. Shimon had married one of the rabbinic Arayas of Reuven, and we'll find out what they are in the second Berik. Or he had married a Lav. Let's say Shimon was a mamzer, and he had married a mamzeres, and now he died without children. Reuven can't be miyabem, Shimon's wife, because she is al chayvei lavan, right? But the Mishnah says that he gives chalitza, and why that's true we'll see later on. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Kiva holds that since a lav, kedushin is not typhus, there's no mitzvah of yibum. That means Reuven would not have to give chalitza to Shimon's wife. So there's a machloikas, and our Mishnah picks one side in that machloikas. It says chalitza, no yibum, and according to Rabbi Kiva, the halacha would be no yibum, no chalitza. So what are you telling me that the Mishnah doesn't pick sides in machloikas? And it sure does. Dr. Gemara, but Pirkin Kaminan. In our Perik, there's no Machloikas. In next Perik, there's a Machloikas. Practicing Gemara, Beishami Matsirnas, and Tsaras Lachlan, Bezil Eishim. In this Perik, it brings down that Beishami doesn't hold of the whole thing of Tsaras Erva. They hold that Tsaras Erva has Yibum and Chalitza. And Bezil Asers, and the first Mishnah took Bezil's side, even though it's a Machloikas. The whole Mishnah is a Machloikas. The whole Mishnah is to tell us Tsaras, and Tsaras Tsaras, and according to Beishami, that's non-existent. Right. So the Gemara Bisham Makim Basil in the Mishnah. We don't count Bisham as a machloikas because there's a basko that said Aloha Kabisil, and therefore we don't even take it into account. It's not an opinion we deal with in worrying about whether we're mentioning machloikas or not. It's no longer machloikas as far as we're concerned. It is a machloikas, but Basil is the way we paskin, and therefore it's clear psak based on the basko that told the Sakharabim Lahatas, which we'll talk about more later in the Perik, and therefore Beisham is not considered as a machloikas. Frek the Gemara by Eishes Ankum Shloi by Lamai the Pligi, Reb Shimon Rabbanu, Uktani, by Eishes Ankum Shloi by Lamai, Reb Shimon argues, he holds that Yibum exists by Eishes Ankum Shloi by Lamai. He does not argue, he does not agree that there's an erva called Eishes Ankum Shloi by Lamai, at least at this point. That's how the Gemara understands it. He argues in the whole erva. He says that if Reuven was died without children, and subsequently, Reuven's mother had a son, right? That son could be Miyabem, his brother's wife, that he never knew. There's no such erva, right? So therefore, the Mishnah says that as a case, and it's really subject to a machloikas. Zok de Gemara, b'nai l'lum saif yabim le'parog Reb Shimon. It's not a good question, because Reb Shimon only argues if Reuven died, Shimon was Miyabim, and subsequently Levi was born. That means Levi came into this world when this woman was already Shimon's wife. Therefore, we don't care that she was Reuven's wife once upon a time. But if Levi was born before Shimon did Yibam to Reuven's wife, that means when Levi was born, he found her as an Eish HaSakam Shalei by Lomai. Reb Shimon agrees, that's an Erva. And that's the case of our Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara of Amar Ravaisha Chalakai Reb Shimon Afar Rishayna. Ravaisha said Reb Shimon argues in the whole Erva. So the Gemara Itais and Ravaisha, therefore, as far as we're concerned, Eish HaSakam Shalei by Lomai is not a Machloikas. In a case, in certain cases, it's a Machloikas. But the Erva exists if Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum. Frakta Gemara. V'yamar Yehuda Merab, V'chein Tani Revchia. V'kulon anikara behen asur lezeh mutaris lezeh, v'asur lezeh mutaris lezeh, v'achoytze shi yevem teichalet zeh misevemes. The Mishnah in the fourth parak says, two sisters fall to Yibum, there's no Yibum, only Chalitza, because they're both Zakuk, and you're not rabbinically allowed to marry the sister of the one that's Zakuk to you. However, if one of the sisters is an Erva, then the brother can marry the other one. So if you have two brothers, and one sister is an Erva to one brother, and one sister is an Erva to the other brother, each one can do Yibum to the woman that's not an Erva, because it's not a Chois Kuka, because the other sister is an Erva. So she's not Zakuk to him, she's not bound to him. And Rabbi Chia said, in all 15 Arayas, you can have two sisters, that one is an Erva to one, same Erva to one, and the other one is the same Erva to the other. And Rashi goes through all the cases, right? Let's pick Bittai. That's the one that needs an inappropriate act. Reuven was Ma'anes, a woman, and had a daughter. Shimon married that woman, because if Reuven had married her, Shimon would never be able to marry her. Shimon married her and had a daughter. Levi married Reuven's daughter. Yehuda married Shimon's daughter. They're sisters. They have the same mother. They both fall to Yibum. Reuven can't be Miyabim his daughter. He can be Miyabim the other one. And Shimon can't be Miyabim his daughter, he can be Miyabim the other one, and therefore, that would be a case of two sisters, one is mutter to one, and one is mutter to the other, and so the other 14 arayas. Rabbi Yehuda Matargi Mechamayis Ve'elach. Rabbi Yehuda said, don't count the first six. Avashita Baba the Reish Lai, my timer. Kivin the Bita Ba'in to Mishkavaslav, and Nisul Lai Mishkavaslav. Since the case of daughter needed an inappropriate act, but Misun Kamari Ba'in to Loi Kamari. The Mishnah would not be referring to all 15. It wouldn't be referring to an inappropriate act, even though only one of those six is an inappropriate act. But once daughter is inappropriate, delete all cases of daughter vis-a-vis having the case of Asur Lizem Mutaris Lizem. Rabbi says, why not? You can have it. You can have it either way. And therefore, Kabaya says, count all 15. Avos of Kabaya, Eishasachar Shalei by Loma, but Eishasachar Shalei by Loma you cannot have. Meaning that you should have two brothers that were born after and other two brothers died. Right? That one should be able to be Yabim one, and one should be able to be Yabim the other, is only according to Reb Shimon, who says that a brother born subsequent to Yibum is allowed to marry that woman, even though she was his deceased brother's wife that he never knew. And then it would work, as the Gemara is going to explain. There were four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven married a woman and died, right? Then Yisachar was born. Then Levi did Yibum. So Yisachar cannot marry that woman because he met her when she was Reuven's widow before Levi was Miyabin. Then Shimon died and Zvulun was born. Now Yisachar can marry that woman because he knew Shimon. He was in the same world as Shimon. Zvulun cannot because he was born before Yehuda did Yibum. So Reuven can't be Miyabim Levi's wife, but he could be Miyabim Yehuda's wife. And Shimon can't be Miyabim Yehuda's wife, and can be Miyabim Levi's wife. That's what you could have, but only according to Shimon, who says that there are certain cases that Eish HaSakam Shalei by Loma is permitted if Yibum happened before the birth. Right? But according to the Rabbanan, neither Yisachar or Zvulun would be able to Miyabim not Levi's wife, not Yehuda's wife, because one was married to Reuven and one was, that Levi, I'm sorry, Yisachar wouldn't be able to be married, Miyabim, any of the two. I'm sorry, he wouldn't be able to miyabim Levi's wife, and Yehuda wouldn't be able to, and Zvulun wouldn't be able to miyabim anyone, because he was born after Reuven and Shimon died, and they're both usher to him. So you could not have one mutter to one and one mutter to the other. My time, Akimulur of Shimru the Mishkagaslu, Rabbanu the Mishkagaslu, Mepluktulu Kamari. Rav Safra Metayag, and Rav Safra said, we don't mind talking about a machlaikas. Av Eishisakos played by Lomai. You can count that. Ubishkagas look Shita Achen. You can find it with six brothers, but leave it to Rav Shimon. Vesimanes, Meis Noilad V'Yibam, Meis Noilad V'Yibam. That one brother was born before the first Yibam, the other brother was born after the first Yibam, before the second Yibam. So you can have it. So bottom line is, you can have 15 cases with machloikas. And Rav Chiya said, Bekulon. That means Rav Chiya held that the Mishnah is talking about all of them, including the ones in machloikas. What happened to Bepuk Teloy Kamayri? El Rebbe Lani Lani Kloli Leslu. Who says Rebbe agrees? Bekulon. Your whole kashas is based on the supposition that Rebbe would agree to Rav Chiya. Who says? Maybe Rebbe does not agree to Rav Chiya, and therefore he learns Bepuk Teloy Kamayri. And Levi's question would work according to Rav Chiya, but Rebbe's saying it's not a good question, because we're not talking this Mishnah about a case of Machlokes. Tomorrow morning, Yemei Hashem, at 6 o'clock.